Welcome back to Getting Started with Microsoft Azure Active Directory, module number 3. With me, I have Todd Lamoth.
Hi, Anthony.
How's it going?
Good.
And we're going to be covering now the SaaS application access. If you watch the other two modules, we covered the introduction to Microsoft Azure Active Directory, and we covered multi-factor authentication. And now we're going to go through the SaaS application access, another quick and easy process that's made available for that enablement of authentication with a single identity across SaaS apps in the cloud. So let's get started. So now that we have this implementation of Azure Active Directory, in our example, we've done a sync, but federated would work as well. There is the ability to then pre-integrate 2,400 plus applications in the cloud into the authentication model for that one seamless authentication capability for those end users to gain access to the data that matters the most. Yep. And this, again, is governed by IT in terms of what is or isn't allowed. So, you know, if there's an application that's a cloud application that I'm allowing an end user to use or has access to, I'm in finance, I have access to all the accounting apps. Yep. If I'm in sales, I don't have access to these applications. I'm thwarted from trying to access these applications because it's not enabled for me to authenticate that way. Or I don't want social media to proliferate within my organization, and so I disable it from the individual's computers so that they're not allowed to sync or so not allowed to authenticate to social media while in office hours. You know, that capability all governed by IT from a centralized source, as opposed to worrying about which IP do I block, which service do I block, you know, all done in one failed swoop. This also extends to line of business applications. And you have a great example of this in terms of a customized line of business application you had built.
Yeah, so the school board had built for their principals and vice principals an application which allowed them to, their new device rollout it was called, so the principal could go on, select the laptop, select the mobile phone they wanted, any other accessories to go with it. And to get to the application, instead of them having to type a new username and password, it was built in Azure, and they just clicked on the link, and it automatically authenticated back to on-prem, looked at their credentials, made sure everything was correct, and away it went.
So twofold with a solution, right? One, from an IT perspective, it's a lot easier to manage because you have the one identity to worry about, and you don't have to remember all these passwords. But on the second side of this is the fact that the end user experience is that much better because the fact that that individual is already authenticated, we've already authenticated them on via Azure Active Directory, and so to seamlessly gain secure access to that line of business application for the enablement of device deployment, you know, how easy and how appreciative were the end users for that?
Oh, they loved it because you just click and away they went. There was no having to remember a new password or a whole new system. And a third benefit of that as well was the deployment time was a lot faster. IT didn't have to get involved to deploy any servers. It was just click, new web application in Azure, and it was done. I think, you know, our guy who normally manages the data center built that machine out in Azure for the programmer, but it was like click, okay, there you go, man. There was no, typically a day's job was now a 5 minute, a 5 minute process.
So, you know, here's a selection of pre-integrated SaaS applications, and these are implemented via templates. There's a whole section of them that are done natively in terms of the SaaS app that was created automatically can be federated or synced, or sorry, authenticated through Azure Active Directory. There's others that are a push in terms of the information is pushed into the application itself for the username and password. If you look at the screen here, you know, the applications that are there, they're not all Microsoft.
Oh, for sure.
Right? You know, we understand that there are a lot of applications that are out there that may or may not be Microsoft made.
That's correct.
But we want to ensure that we can extend that identity capability across all these applications for that seamless end user experience. So that, you know, they're not calling back into IT, I forgot my password, can you reset this for me? You know, how much of a lift of off the, your shoulders in terms of those calls disappear, right?
For sure. I mean, especially applications where you use very rarely. For example, Sun Life is an application that's available through this as well. And I've set it up for myself because I would go into my Sun Life app maybe once, twice a year, have to do a benefit claim. You know, I didn't do that very often, or I had to check something. And every single time I was going and having to reset the password. Actually remember what my user ID was to begin with, and then reset the password after I remembered the user ID. So it was just a lot of extra work. With this, I just put the credentials in, I click on it, it's all except right here. I remember my one password, which is my Office 365, and everything else I don't have to worry about.
So in this scenario, again, you know, how this occurs, you have the single individual's identity that's already been authenticated via Azure Active Directory, gaining access to the SaaS application. The SaaS application itself, you know, it has been either pushed the credentials to via a Microsoft Azure Active Directory, which is an object in terms of your on-prem Active Directory, which can either be synced or through federation. Through in that sense, you have the object on base on your on-prem Active Directory, then pushing the information to the SaaS application to allow you that authentication to gain access to that application. So we're going to go through the demo of actually enabling this. Again, if you're following along at home, you can go to http://aka.ms/canitpro/azure-ad-connect-lab. And going that way, you can actually follow along and do the lab as Todd's showing it.
Right on. All right, so here's a demo, and here I am at the home screen of the Azure. So I'm going to click on our Azure AD that I created earlier in the modules. Now, in the last time we did configure a few times. This time here, we're going to click on applications. So let's click on that. Now I have the option down at the bottom to add an application. So the two options we have are to add an application my organization is developing, or the other option is to add an application from the gallery. So in this case, we're going to use one of the pre-canned 2400 applications that are available to us in the gallery. So I can sit here and kind of manually scroll through and look for things. But in my case, I'm just going to type in Twitter. When you spell it right, it works better. So I click on it and click the check mark. So there it is. I'll just get rid of the ones that are completed. I've added it, removed it a couple times, as you can see. So here it is back in again. I have the option to use single sign-on. So if we have an ADFS sort of partnership, or the application offers single sign-on, you can do that. I know of a few companies that do offer single sign-on, so you can set it up so that you don't have to use credentials. In my case here, I'm just going to assign the users, and we're going to use manual credentials in this case. So here's Lori. I'm going to click on Lori. I'm going to click the Assign button down at the bottom. So I have the option of, as I said, putting in the credentials for her, or I can leave them out and she can put them in. Where you may want to use that is if you have an intern, sort of if for the summer, managing your social media account. You don't want them knowing the credentials, but you want them to be able to manage Twitter for you. You can simply assign them the application, put the credentials in for them, and then say, here you go, go to the site and log into your Twitter account. So we've done that. Twitter seems to be there, and Lori is all set up. Now, I'm just going to actually jump over, and I'll show you my account for the My Apps. So you can see my apps here, what I've set up for myself. I've got 10 different applications here. My QuickBooks, my Safari Books, Instapaper, Marriott Hotels, my Sun Life, as I was saying earlier, is very easy for me. I never use the stuff half the time, like Marriott especially, and the My Sun Life a couple times a year. What's my account again? What's my password? Oh no. This way here, it's right there. I click and away I go. I'm gonna click on Safari. And you can see in the top part, it switches over and it redirected me to Safari. It fills my information in right off the hop. And there I am, I'm logged in. So simple peasy, there's my name, Todd Lamont. So I use my account, I don't have to remember my username and password anymore, I just filled it in there, and sort of a one-stop shop for me to be able to kind of, I'm almost using it as a password safe, so I don't need to keep track of these things.
And again, if you're following along at home, you can do this demo, this lab at home, http://aka.ms/canitpro/azure-ad-connect-lab. As always, you know, we have a great resource, which is canitpro.net, that you can also go to see blog posts from Todd Lamoth and others that can walk you through steps on deploying Azure Active Directory, sync, federated, SaaS, multi-factor, you name it. And as always, we have the TechNet Solution Center or Evaluation Center for all your bits with regards to the latest and greatest on server, system center, the virtual labs, as well as, of course, Microsoft Virtual Academy for courses like these to help you elevate your career. And with that, Todd, I'd like to thank you very much for your assistance today.
Thanks,
and sharing your knowledge with the broader audience. If you have any questions, see us online at canitpro.net. Thank you for joining in.